Knoxville, this is the G.I. Jake Show, featuring Brett Hollander, Marcus Young, and your host, the unfiltered, unscripted, loose cannon of Knoxville sports radio, Jake Miller. The G.I. Jake Show starts now on Fan Run Radio.
The show hasn't even started, and you all have already started with what you all just do.
No, it started with you.
No, it didn't start with me.
Yes,
what did I do?
I woke up to some text messages.
Well?
Hating on LeBron.
Well, don't be a bum.
I'm seeing, what was your LeBron take? Not reading a book?
He never reads books, man. What are you talking about?
He's always on page two.
Yeah, well, Spark Notes.
Well, Spark Notes, that's what it was, yes.
Welcome in to the G.I. Jake Show right here on Fan Run Radio live in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Jake Miller alongside Brett Hollander, Marcus Young, intern Jack, as the NFL draft made absolutely no sense in some cases last night. You have a lot of fans for a lot of teams that are either mad, confused, just in awe of what happened last night. Of course, the Bears think that they're winning a Super Bowl next year with probably the most overrated quarterback coming out of college that I have seen probably since Jamarcus Russell.
Overrated?
Overrated.
Wow. That's the first time you said that, though.
Great quarterbacks don't go 7-5.
Oh, okay.
Great quarterbacks don't go 7-5.
That's a tough take because we've known for weeks that he was going number one.
Yeah, and I told you, I think he's going to be a bust. I thought he's going to be a bust forever, especially when he made the comment back in the fall saying that he should have an ownership stake in whichever team drafts him. It's like, buddy, you've not done a thing yet. You haven't done a thing.
I thought the
to
only
deserve
reason
that
you hated him is because he painted his fingernails and things like that.
Jack, add him to the list. We've already got an addition to the list, and we are 7 minutes into the hour here. Of course, Marcus, your Titans.
Well, can we talk about last night real quick? Like the Fan Run.
We're going to get to that. And Marcus did a fantastic job.
Yes.
Even though they're basically all auditioning for their own job here at Fan Run.
I wouldn't say that's what I was doing. What?
Yeah.
No.
I'm joking. Anyway, the Titans, Marcus, you had said that your top pick would have been Joe Alt. Well, he goes at number 5. And then I think someone had even mentioned Malik Nabers from LSU. He goes 6. So at 7, you know, I'm sitting here of the mindset, it's like, you know, okay, this is going to happen now. It's going to be Brock Bowers. They're going to get an explosive tight end and a game changer. I mean, that's the thing with Brock is he's a game changer, and I'm surprised that he fell down as low as he did.
Mm-hmm.
But then the Titans make their selection at number 7, and it's J.C. Latham from Alabama, a name that hadn't even been brought up.
Not at that pick, I don't think. I think we were all kind of surprised. I mean, there were thoughts. I personally thought once Alt went at 5, maybe the Titans decide, maybe, hey, let's trade out a 7, because you can still get a quality tackle at that. Maybe at like 11 or 12.
Right.
And you could build on your draft a little bit. And they stood pat, and they went with Latham. Not a horrible pick. And
I think it's a terrible pick.
Well, I mean, it's hard to say. It remains to be seen. But, like, Bill Callahan, offensive line coach, turned a right tackle with the Browns into an all-pro guy at left tackle. So, we'll see. I mean, it remains to be seen.
Did he?
I'm not. Didn't he?
He moved a right tackle to a left.
I mean, am I wrong? I thought I saw that something.
Well, the bottom line, this whole thing only proved that the Titans are not serious about winning. The Titans
No, they are.
Because they didn't pick Brock Bowers.
Well, I mean, you have to go get an explosive player. You don't have an explosive player. Don't.
They did that. They proved they're different this year. They went and got Ridley. They paid $50 million for him. So
the Titans are not serious about winning. If they were serious about winning, they would have got a game changer, and they did not do that. Instead, they got an offensive lineman that's going to flame out in 4 years instead of going and getting Brock Bowers, who could have brought excitement, energy, and wins to Nashville. Now, instead, they're going to be at the bottom of the barrel, just like Vanderbilt, who is just adjacent in that city. No. They're going to be the Vanderbilt of the NFL. That's what they'll always be. Mm-hmm. I will never, ever, ever wear anything with a Tennessee Titans logo ever again. I have a custom jersey that I'm throwing in the fire pit tonight.
That's insane.
That's not insane.
It's the truth. It is the truth. The Titans have no shot at making the playoffs for the next 5 years.
Because they didn't take Bowers?
Yes.
That's stupid.
Oakland's going to be competing for a Super Bowl within three.
With what quarterback?
Aiden O'Connell.
Aiden O'Connell.
You get you a top tier. Like, here's the thing. Nobody values a tight end like they should. Nobody values a tight end like they should.
How many tight ends hit, Jake?
Here's the thing. If you have a chance to go
in
get
my
the
lifetime, I know three.
Three?
Three.
Name them.
Gronk, Kelsey, and Tony Gonzalez.
What about Kittle? What about Jason Witten?
I don't know.
How many of those were taken in the first round?
Don't know. Don't care.
No, it matters.
Just don't say that guy from Florida.
It does matter. Because Kittle wasn't a first round.
No, he wasn't.
Kelsey wasn't a first round.
No.
Laporta wasn't.
Okay. Was Witten a first rounder?
No.
He wasn't a first rounder. No. Gonzalez may have been, but I can't guarantee that.
Yeah, that's true.
So no.
Titans made the right pick.
Hold on. I will say this. Here's my thought process on it. So first of all, there were a lot of fans who wanted explosiveness with Malik Nabers. Fine if you want that, but you sign Calvin Ridley for a reason. If you're going to just draft Malik Nabers, then don't go after Calvin Ridley in free agency.
Right.
Because Malik Nabers is going to be probably the Giants' number one guy. Here in Tennessee, he'd probably be number two. He'd probably be a slot guy, or like he'd be a mix of the receivers.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be the guy. Because right now, Hopkins is the guy, and then you have Calvin Ridley on the other side. So,
but you have nobody to throw to him.
You can. Here we go.
Nobody's going to be able to throw to him.
So, before Kyle Pitts, who was in 2021 fourth overall, you had T.J. Hockenson in 2019.
He's good.
Noah Fant, not good.
No.
Hayden Hurst, not good. O.J. Howard, not good. Evan Engram, not good.
Evan Engram's pretty decent.
O.J.
He was good in that championship game at Bama, but
But I'm just saying,
I'm saying, in the NFL.
Again, this is like the bust
for a first
round pick. These are first round
tight ends. All first
rounders.
David Njoku, Eric Ebron, bad. Had one good year with the Colts. Tyler Elfritt, or however you say his name, injured.
Yeah.
Jermaine Gresham, bad. Mm-hmm. Brandon Pettigrew, bad.
Yeah.
Dustin Keller. Greg Olson, great. Vernon Davis, great.
Yeah.
Like, I've got two greats. Dallas Clark, great. Everyone else is mid to less.
Okay, well, here's the thing. Brock Bowers is going to be in that great category here in about three years when Oakland's in a Super Bowl.
That's not happening.
It's happening.
Yeah, no.
You want to bet whether Oakland makes it to a Super Bowl within 5 years?
Yeah.
All right,
Don't do that.
You can't Aiden O'Connell's going to be there.
No, hold on. No. We're not talking about Aiden O'Connell, but we're gonna specifically say, you think Oakland will be in a Super Bowl? I won't even give you the win. In a Super Bowl in five years.
Within, yes.
That ain't happening.
It's happening.
I'll bet you $10 on that.
I'll bet you 50.
Why is everyone going to 50?
They want your money, Marcus.
I'm a broke MF. Like, what do they want from me?
Well, on that note, let's get Daniel in here next. What's up, Daniel?
Jake, you're right about the Titans, but it was because of their pick last year, not because of their pick this year.
Well, and not to mention the pick the year before, Malik Willis. I mean, here's the thing. The Titans are not serious about winning. They have not been serious about winning since they lost in the AFC Championship game. They have not been serious about winning since. Their window has closed, and it's not going to open up for probably the next 15 to 20 years.
I mean, I personally like the pick this year because you got to keep Will Levis upright, and I mean, he's not going to be upright. I mean, I think he's trash. I think it was a trash pick last year. I think it's he's going to be your guy, you got to put guys around him. And my team, the Bengals, you know, they're the cheapest franchise in America. I mean, they got their end that want their rusher, their pass rusher that wants to be out.
Hendrickson,
I mean,
or whatever his name is.
They want their number two receiver wants out. Guys, listen, it's a tell old as time. Unless certain teams like the Warriors in the NBA want to pay the lottery tax and want to pay the cap and want to get all that, you can't pay your guys. You can't pay your top guys. You can't pay your quarterback and put a star caliber team around them, especially with a franchise like the Bengals, who have always been cheap. You can't do it, and we're seeing it happen for my team. I mean, they went out and got Mims from Georgia, and I mean, they're shoring up the offensive line, but they're going to have to build through the draft because they can't pay for everybody.
Here's what I'm going to say real quick about Latham. Because I didn't really get a chance, but I'll just say this: look, he played right tackle at Alabama. He played left tackle in high school, but that's not the same competitive level as college or the NFL. You do have Bill Callahan, who, from my understanding, said that he was his favorite prospect of the O lineman group, which I think is silly. He probably just says that just because that's who you drafted.
Yeah,
because everyone knows Joe Alt was the best option, and Harbaugh ruined that for me, and it is what it is. But after that, here's what I'm going to say. There were so many talks about Joe Alt and Fashanu from Penn State. J.C. Latham was never talked about with the Titans, so I don't really understand why you go with him over Fashanu, who went three picks later to the Jets, or four picks later to the Jets. So that one didn't make a lot of sense to me. What Rand Carthon said in the press conference was that
that was terrible.
We would try, like, if he doesn't work out at left tackle, like, pretty much, like, we have options. Name one, because otherwise, why didn't you sign them in free agency? You didn't. So we don't have options at left tackle. If J.C. Latham does not work out at left tackle and you just decide, hey,
we'll
put him at right tackle where he is better. Then there's going to be big questions about Rand Carthon and his ability to make things happen.
Yeah.
What they should have done was, as soon as Joe Alt was gone, and even if you wanted trade Malik out. Neighbors, if he goes next, which he did, then you need to trade back.
Well, you were good with a wide receiver after Alt was off the board?
I didn't want him, but that's what people were talking about.
Well, no, but so
if Alt's gone, if it were me as GM, I trade back because I can get a...
Yeah, okay.
That's,
okay.
I would have traded with the Vikings and said, hey.
I agree. Yeah.
Even lie to him and say, hey, I'm hearing rumors that someone
wants to change. You could have probably got Latham at like 12.
Completely.
Jake, I agree with you, though, that Brock Bowers is going to be an elite tight end in the NFL.
But who's throwing to him?
He is. It doesn't matter. You can throw to him, Marcus. It doesn't matter. The guy was a stud at Georgia. I mean, they literally game planned for him.
Yeah, because, I mean, you got to think, Daniel, he's the best collegiate tight end we have seen since Jason Witten and Kellen Winslow.
I said that about Kyle Pitts coming out of Florida.
We knew he was going to be a
Kyle
bust.
Kyle Pitts went fourth overall, right? Am I wrong?
Did not.
Kyle Pitts went fourth overall. Am I wrong? Or
yeah, that was a terrible pick.
He had Marcus Mariota wash throwing to him. Come on, guys.
And who's throwing to Bowers now?
Ain't O'Connell's going to be throwing to him.
The best part is it's all going to play out, but it's
exactly
you can't take him at seven.
No, here's the thing: it's going to play out, and G.I. Jake is going to be right again.
Have you been right before?
What's that?
You can't be right again when you've not been right before.
I've been right many a times. I'm right more times than I'm wrong.
We're going to find out.
Why did the Bears take that receiver at nine when they just signed?
They
just traded for Kenny Allen. Allen. Why?
They want to have a younger group. I mean, let's be honest.
You got to score points in that division.
Dallas Turner would have been the pick for me. I think he was the best defensive player available.
I agree. I'm
shocked that he dropped where he did. However, I don't hate picking up Rome just because Keenan Allen has had injury issues. You're hoping that he's going to be the Keenan Allen of old. If he's not, though, then you got a pretty darn good young guy that's going to be able to sub in there and take over with DJ Moore. So I'm not totally like that wasn't a pick that it shocked me a little bit, but it wasn't like I couldn't. It wasn't one of those picks I just couldn't understand. Like
that's what I thought too, pleasure. Marcus. I thought it was had to be maybe it was their security blanket
right.
because Keenan Allen has had. I mean he has had a lot of injury issues, and everybody's talking about you know Phoenix going to
let's do it.
I mean that is just bizarro world. You pay Cousins $100 million to draft somebody in the lottery. It's wild.
And mind you, Cousins didn't know about this either. His agent came out with a statement, said that they were shocked, that they expected maybe drafting a quarterback,
but
not
the first
round.
Did you see their owner and their GM having a conversation? I thought the GM was about to get fired.
He will at the end of this year if it doesn't work out.
Why?
Don't do this.
Wild.
Don't do this, Brett.
Hey, Brett.
Don't do the Lakers talk with me, Daniel. I'm on pins and needles, man.
Go ahead, Daniel.
Oh, I'm going to bring up the best coach in NFL history. Did you watch the super stream with Belichick and Pat McAfee?
No,
breaking it down scientifically.
Did he talk about how successful he was without Tom Brady?
Yeah, he actually talked about.
I hope so, because he did nothing. He did nothing without Tom Brady. They don't talk about that. Hey, let's put him on with a kicker. That's a good idea.
He was a punter.
He was a punter.
Oh, man.
Who cares?
You ain't triggered.
Pat McAfee gets out of
here. I care about special teams.
Of course you do.
Well.
Someone's salty over here today.
Yeah, no, I was on the best show of all of draft last night.
That's right. How did that go?
We had a great time. Marcus did a great job with Tucker and finally, after they got Will out of here with his five computers with draft notes, you know, like he was.
Why are we going after my guy?
No, I'm going after your guy, but I'm not saying anything.
No, William
wrong.
Is a Jake Miller guy. He's a graduate of the Jake Miller School of Broadcasting.
I mean, I'm not mad at him. He did a great job, and he got tired, and I filled in. And
well, he had somewhere to be.
We didn't argue. I don't think.
You tried.
We tried.
No, not we. You tried.
Okay.
You tried.
It was a great time. Marcus would agree, but it was a great night
and stuff like that.
Appreciate you listening.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Marcus. In other words, water is wet, right? And Brett trying to argue. You all have a good day. You all are doing a great show. Thank you, guys, and always go Balls.
Hey, appreciate the phone nice call, Daniel. Stay with us. The G.I. Jake Show marches on right here on Fan Run Radio.
Run Radio. Mark the tape with Marcus Young.
Here on the G.I. Jake Show right here on Fan Run Radio. It is time for the most controversial segment in all of Fan Run Radio, Mark the Tape with Marcus Young. Marcus. Marcus. Marcus.
It's all about timing. Hi.
Hello.
So, obviously, we had the NFL draft tonight. Before I get into my thoughts on certain picks, which I will dive deep into a lot of them. Good amount. Yeah. I just wanted to give another thank you to everyone that was involved with our NFL fan run war room last night. Tucker hosting with me. We had overtime Bill Dawson helping out. We had Brett come in. John came in. I know Bob and Jack were there with us too, which was great. Ryan for setting it all up. It was a fantastic event all around, and thank you to everyone who called in. We had Sammy.
Bear was here. Thank you
Bear
for the
was
food.
Here, yes.
The food, you know.
Bear in Houston helped out get the board set up.
The food. You brought food in. I think Bear provided the wings.
Yeah, so it was great. We had Russell and Sammy calling, which was great to give their thoughts on certain picks, and it was a fun time, and it was really awesome to have everyone involved.
Yeah,
and thank you to all who listened or watched on YouTube. I think you can go back and rewatch it. There was a glitch because of Harbaugh picking Joe Alt. That shut the stream down for a second. We brought it back, but
yes,
it was a blast. So here's what I want to say about the picks. I'm going to go over certain picks that really surprised me and give my immediate thoughts. And you know what? I'm going to leave the one that I feel like you, Brett, are going to annoy me with for last, because that's going to cause the most debate.
Yeah, and it was the most controversial in all the draft.
That's what I thought.
Yes. Yeah.
So we'll start with the Titans. J.C. Latham, look, I was okay with it at the time. Talked with Russ. Russ made me feel a little bit worse. At this point, I'm not angry with it. I don't love it. I think Fashanu would have been the better pick. But if Bill Callahan believes he can make this right tackle into a left tackle, it is a very difficult thing to do. You can go left to right pretty easily.
Mm-hmm.
Right to left is a lot harder. So if Bill Callahan believes he can do it, then I will wait and see if he can do it. I think at the time I gave it a B+. I'll have to go back and look at my notes. But I don't hate the pick. I don't love it. I wanted to go offensive tackle because that's what we need. We need to be able to protect.
How far did you have Latham in the draft going first round?
Because
if you're talking,
well, because here's the thing, I had him going
first round.
I had him in the first round, but I had him going to the Dolphins at 21.
Is that not a huge difference?
From right? 7 to 21,
is that a huge difference?
Half the teams right there.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of teams I didn't think that needed an offensive tackle. I thought the Jets needed one, the Saints needed one, but that was about it. And it really just came down to preferences, who I thought fit what the team needed most, and I just didn't think. I thought Latham made more sense.
What was your initial reaction when Alt went fifth and then you're sitting there
heartbreak,
seven?
Heartbreak. Broken.
So, but were you thinking
crying.
Trade out of it?
Yeah. To me, once he went and when the wide receiver everyone wanted, which I didn't, but I understood why. Once Malik Nabers went, to me at that point, you talk to the Vikings, you talk to the Broncos, you talk to whoever is looking for a quarterback and say, hey.
Which I'm sure they did, wouldn't you think?
I don't think they
or
did.
Or do you think they just had...
I don't think so. I think they
were
set in stone.
This is our second option? Because you probably knew.
Now, if they had gone with J.C. Latham over Joe Alt, I would have revolted.
Do you think the Titans should have traded up to 5 to get him?
No. No.
Is he not worth that? 2 picks?
Well, it depends what you're giving up. Because it sounds like Harbaugh was set on Joe Alt.
Right.
So, even if you could convince him, for how much... You know, I don't know how much you're going to be willing to give up for that. So,
right.
So, no, I think if anything, you traded back without Joe Alt, but you pick J.C. Latham. You believe he's the guy. Bill Callahan likes him as your O-line coach. You got to believe he's the best in the league for it. So, we'll see what they can do with him. But it does make me wonder, because I felt like Fashanu was the guy. I thought he was more polished and more prepared at left tackle. So,
and comments weren't good from Carthon after the pick, right?
It was really weird, some of the things he said. He made it sound like if J.C. Latham doesn't work at left tackle, we have options. And I'd love to know
what options.
I'd love to know who those options are.
There's more of the draft to go.
Yeah.
And there's still some good options out there.
Yeah, but starting worthy? I don't know. We'll find out.
We'll find out,
The next pick that confused me, skipping over one of them in particular, and you're not going to like this, but it's the truth. Brock Bowers and the Raiders didn't make sense.
No.
They drafted Michael Mayers early in the second round, or Mayer.
And he was good.
No, Michael makes Mayer sense because the Raiders want to win.
Early in the second round last year.
You don't need three tight ends.
You had.
You can make it.
They already had a couple guys in that locker room already. It just didn't make sense.
No.
And I understand that at that point at 13, the quarterbacks that were probably worthwhile in the first round were already gone.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why you went with Brock Bowers. But it still wasn't the top pick.
Were all
for
the
me
quarterbacks gone by then? Right.
Bo Nix was gone. Penix was gone.
He went the
J.J.
pick
McCarthy.
Before, right?
He had 6 drafted in the first 12 picks.
Okay.
J.J. McCarthy was gone.
Yeah.
And then the top 3 guys were gone.
Right,
so, all the guys considered first-round worthy, quote-unquote, were gone by your pick. And I truly believe that the Raiders were trying to get a quarterback in that first round. And it had not been for Atlanta deciding to throw a curveball, I think you would have seen Penix Jr. in a Raiders jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And because I think that they would see him as a better option than Aiden O'Connell. Now, I don't think Aiden O'Connell is a terrible quarterback.
Who were the Raiders talking about for their first pick? Was it a
quarterback? That's what everyone's
been
talking
about. It was always
quarterback. That's what everyone has been saying.
Yeah, okay.
And there were rumors that they were trying to trade up before the draft. So I'm not saying Brock Bowers is a bad player. No. I want to be very clear on that. I think he'll be a very good player in this league. However, for what they needed and for what they have, Brock Bowers to the Raiders did not make sense. Now, he went 13. I had him going in my draft at 18 to the Bengals. They could use a tight end of his ability. I think it would make sense for them with their offense, especially if you decide to trade T. Higgins. If you make that move, then it gives you an extra weapon for Joe Burrow, and I liked that fit the most. And actually, a lot of people had him going in that teen round, later in the teens.
Some thought 5 to the Chargers.
I initially thought that at the very beginning of the draft, but I thought more on it.
Yeah.
I did my research, Jack. Did you do yours? So
I saw your research. I couldn't believe you brought a notepad out.
I had everything.
Yeah.
I was all set.
Yeah, you
up.
Were crossing stuff off.
Oh, yeah.
I was writing notes down, giving my letter grades as it went along.
He was good last night. He was good.
So that one confused me. I don't think he's a bad pick. I just don't think it makes sense for that team.
Okay.
Didn't make sense for that team and what they needed.
Right.
Another one that shocked me, honestly, most of the draft felt pretty solid. I have my thoughts on J.J. McCarthy. I also want to know why you trade up one spot for a quarterback. The Jets weren't taking a quarterback. We all know that. They have Aaron Rodgers. They're not going
for a quarterback. But they gained 2 in the next round, though, right?
Well, they did trade later with the – no, because they traded up with the Jaguars. So they've lost
picks.
Yes.
Okay.
So I don't understand moving up one spot for J.J. McCarthy.
They like this draft better next
unless
year.
You felt like someone was going to come up and steal him and you're trying to jump up and save yourself. Yeah. I don't understand trading up one spot for a quarterback that you knew was going to be there. Bo Nix, I had him go into the Broncos. I still don't think it's a great pick because I just don't think he is going to be that special. However, Sean Payton, and you're going to love this, Jack and Brett and Jake, all of you together, because you already know this. We mentioned it.
Yes.
Sean Payton tried to compare Bo Nix in the same fashion that he compared Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Bo Nix, Patrick Mahomes?
No.
He might go out to Denver and make himself a legend.
They're in the same division.
I don't think he's.
He didn't compare it to the best quarterback he's ever had. Who made you?
I don't think that makes sense. I don't think he's going to be a Patrick Mahomes level.
No.
I mean, what?
No,
is he?
That's stupid.
He's got no competition, sure, because he's got Zach Wilson behind him. But
yeah, I was going to say, what weapons does he have?
Philip Rivers. He's a Philip Rivers to me.
Well, Philip Rivers had a decent career. Yeah,
he's probably one of the best to never win it.
Probably.
He's borderline Hall of Fame, but I don't know if he's getting in.
Move it next to the next pick that blew my mind. Jordan Morgan, offensive line out of Arizona to the Green Bay Packers. I mean, this guy was on no one's board in the first round for my apparent thoughts. I thought this was crazy. I thought that the Packers should have gone with the next pick. Honestly, Graham Barton would have been a good pick in my mind. I did not understand that one at all.
How do you guys, like, offensive linemen are like, I don't know how you even, like, begin to evaluate them. Like, I don't.
Well, it comes down to their size, their footwork. It comes down to, you know, how quickly can they move once the ball is hiked to be able to get to the edge rushers in time. I mean, there's a lot that you can look into it. How much do they push you when you're in the run? Like, can you see them just making
but
absolute
like a,
leverage?
Is he a center guard, right?
Barton?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have taken that for Green Bay.
But you said Morgan went to who'd Morgan go to?
He went to
Green Bay,
the Packers,
right?
Yeah, which makes sense.
But even still, you're like, oh, he was spots off. I think you gave him an A-minus last night.
Jordan Morton, no, I did not, because he was not in my first round. He was a second-round guy to me. I gave them I think I gave him a C somewhere around there because it just didn't make sense to me. And then finally, two things I'll point out. Ricky Parasol going in the first round. 49ers, what are you doing?
Dude, he's
trying to win another championship.
He's kind of hit.
With Ricky Parasol?
You don't think they can?
Here's who I would have picked if I were there.
Did you watch him play?
If you're going with wide receiver, Adonno Mitchell, I think is how you say his name.
Adonno. Yeah. Or McConkie.
Adonno Mitchell was in the first round for me, and he's in the second round. He's going to go to the Bills at the start of today whenever they start drafting.
They're talking about trading. Already.
I don't understand how Mitchell was not a first-round pick, I would take him over Parasol in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat. Who?
I mean, you're talking to a team that went to the Super Bowl. So.
I understand that, but I don't understand where Ricky fits into that. Even if you do trade away Ayuk, this guy ain't filling in the void of Ayuk.
Yeah, does that confirm that either him or Debo's leaving? Because I feel like if they stay, they don't really need a receiver, so it didn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense to me. And the final thing I'll say, I'll throw this out there, and it's because you were praising his name the whole time, and it didn't happen. Cooper Dejean did not go in the first round. Projected as a first-round pick, didn't go. He's going to get picked up in the second round. Pretty early.
Good job, Marcus. He's the best corner on the board.
You know, I hope he goes third round now.
Marcus.
No, I would
Marcus,
disagree.
Marcus.
Kool-Aid McKinstry, I think, is better.
Marcus, Cooper DeJean's getting drafted in the next five rounds.
I don't know why you're doing this.
Why are you not doing the elephant in the room right now?
I don't know why, because I wanted to get through the easy stuff first.
Number eight. Who went number eight?
The worst pick in the draft. The most controversial pick in the draft.
Number seven.
At number eight, the Atlanta Falcons selecting Michael Penix Jr.
Did you like this pick by the Falcons?
No, I thought it was stupid and a waste of money. That's exactly what it was. It was a waste of money on the Falcons' part because you just, like you said, Jack, and like Daniel said, you just paid the guy $130 million, and then you bring in another quarterback.
But when you're Arthur Blank and you're made of billions of dollars.
No, that's not how just because you have billions of dollars does not mean you can just give away free money in the cap space. That's not how this works.
Well, there
is a cap limit.
The problem is
at eight,
you had the
was
GM,
he the best player on the floor.
No.
You had the GM and the owner of the team arguing over this pick. The GM went rogue probably and made this pick. Now they're stuck with it because someone wanted to be selfish.
I love it.
Someone wanted to be selfish to try to prove a point.
Yeah, just real quick, the GM just got a quote about Penix Jr. He said he could sit it 4 or 5 years. Now, here's the thing.
He's not, though.
He will.
That's the GM saying it, though.
Kirk Cousins has signed a 4-year contract, okay?
Yes.
And I don't usually care about the age thing, but in this case, it matters.
Kirk Cousins, 35.
Penix Jr. is 24. 24. So does Michael Penix Jr., by the way. I don't know if you've forgotten about that. Besides last year, it was the first time he was actually healthy. He
is
24 years old.
Injury.
24 years old. In 4 years, when that contract is up, he will be 28, about to be 29, as a first-time starter. Because I'm telling you, Kirk Cousins is starting for that team. You signed him to that big contract because you expect him to be your starter. It does not make sense to draft Penix Jr. there. It made more sense to go for a Dallas Turner or anyone on the defensive side of the ball because that's what you need help on. Your offense is going to be explosive this year because of Kirk Cousins being added to that team because it is a massive upgrade over what you've ever had there since Matt Ryan in his prime. You made a massive mistake drafting Penix Jr. at eight. I like Penix Jr. I think going somewhere else would have been good for him. But being in Atlanta, that was the worst pick, the worst mistake that they could have made. And now you have a quarterback who has come out and said, I did not know this was going to happen until it happened. They did not talk to me. They did not tell me. This is a poorly run organization. You want to talk a poorly run organization? That is the Atlanta Falcons. They are poorly run. They have a GM who clearly decided to make his own decision without Arthur Blank's decision. He has a coaching staff that I did not think was going to be the best one for him. I'm still going to say that they should have gone after Bill Belichick in my mind, but you've done what you've done. You went after Raheem Morris. Good for you. And you pick a quarterback in the first round at number eight, and guess what's going to happen to you next year? You're going to be back in the top 10 again because...
Why? You have Kirk Cousins.
I think they're going to be a good team.
They're going to win the division,
but
right?
At this point, you're a poorly run organization.
You can win the division next year with Michael Penix.
No, you can't.
Are you kidding me?
No, he will not win that division.
What? If Michael Penix starts next year for the Falcons, you say he can't beat Baker Mayfield at least once?
No.
Derek Carr? Bryce Young?
If Michael Penix is the starter, I'm telling you right now, it's going to be the Buccaneers
division.
They
picked him for a reason, Marcus.
Tell me what that reason was. Go ahead.
Because he's better than Kirk Cousins.
He's not.
He was the best player.
Why would they sign Kirk Cousins if he's
why?
Not that
why?
Good?
What? I mean,
You explain to me.
So Dallas,
how
Turner,
is he better than Kirk Cousins?
Go ahead. Dallas Turner goes.
No, no, no. Hold on. Explain
how
to me.
Is
how
not?
Is he? How
He's
is he
younger?
Better than Kirk Cousins?
He's younger.
By like what? 2 years?
11. 11 years younger.
Does this entire show today not just encapsulate the fact that the NFL is garbage?
I disagree.
No, I think that's makes it better because it gives us something to talk about.
I want you to explain besides age. How Penix Jr. is better
it's
than
Penix
Kirk Cousins.
Better than Dallas Turner next year.
Next year? Like no. as a rookie? No.
So if he goes and
Dallas
gets
Turner's
one,
gonna have
if
a
he
great
goes
year.
Out and gets oh, one God. Sack, is that better than Penix?
He's not going to get one sack. He's
okay,
going to be the starter on
know.
That defense.
You don't know.
If I'll tell you right now. Mark this down. No, no, hold on. Mark this down. Dallas Turner, defense rookie of the year.
Would you take Levis or Penix right now, starting the Titans
next year?
I'm not letting you do this.
I
want to
know
question.
Your answer.
I want to know your.
I heard
or Rattler or Levis.
I heard you try to do that to John this morning.
I didn't. It was a simple question.
First of all, Spencer,
they're hating on Rattler
because he's
you
a
hated
bad quarterback.
On, you hated
he's
on
a bad quarterback.
Is he better than is Levis or Rattler? Who would you rather have for the Titans?
They're both ugly. Who cares? Who cares?
It has nothing about.
No,
looks.
It has nothing to do with looks.
Stop with
Jake.
The looks thing. It has everything to do with the talent.
Play quarterback. Okay, they both play in the SEC. They're similar. They're both ugly. Who cares? Who plays a better quarterback next year for the Titans? Who would you rather have next year, Rattler? Answer the question.
If we draft Spencer Rattler, then I'm going to lose it.
So he's better than Levis.
And I will not do a show for a week.
So Levis is better.
If I'm having to pick between the two terrible options you're giving me, yeah, I'm picking Levis over Spencer Rattler.
Who cares?
But you still haven't answered my question, and I want to, before we go move on, I want you to answer my question. Besides age, name one thing that Penix Jr. is better at than Kirk Cousins that you would start him over.
More
Kirk.
Accurate.
More mobile.
More mobile.
Accurate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely not.
He's the most accurate quarterback in this
in
draft.
College.
In this. Okay,
in college.
That's all we can go by, Marcus.
In college.
Okay, Caleb Williams.
It is a different animal going to the NFL than it is college. My God.
I'm not asking that.
So the point is that Kirk
is
Cousins.
Is Caleb Williams or Penix
Williams
more accurate?
Is better. Williams is a better quarterback than Penix.
Okay, but you hate him.
First of all, you're mixing me with him. Do I think he's going to be the best quarterback in this draft? No, I don't hate him, though. He hates him.
That's Mark the Tape with Marcus Young. Get me Phil. What do you say, Philly?
Over up! They're losers. They'll always be losers.
Well, Phil, if you're a GM in the NFL, are you drafting someone who's a game changer? Someone who's going to be an impactful player? Or are you going to draft an offensive lineman that's going to flame out of the league in about 4 years?
Well, I couldn't disagree with you, Jake.
I'd have drafted Brock Bowers.
Good I mean, Lord. Y'all can criticize the Falcons. I know they're poorly run organization, but they've been to two Super Bowls while the Oilers have been the one.
That's true.
And at least the Atlanta choked against New England.
And probably thing is, they lost to probably one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. They lost to him. Tom Brady was going to lead that comeback. It didn't matter what happened. Now, Atlanta could have stopped.
They got some help. Yeah, they got some help. But
they got some help. But at the same time, you know, like you said, Atlanta's been there. I mean, in the past decade, they've been there.
Well, I don't understand why an organization would have two quarterbacks. So, like I said, it don't make any sense.
That doesn't make any sense. It didn't make sense for the Titans to draft Malik Willis and then draft Will Levis. While you still had Ryan Tannehill, I mean, you had just a mess down in Nashville.
The Pats had Drew Bledsoe, and they drafted Tom Brady. It worked out pretty well.
Tom Brady was never intended to be what he turned into, though.
Jesus. Yeah, they had it going on there for a while. No, it's over with and up there. I guess I wonder if this May's going to be getting New England back to prominence.
He ain't going to do anything.
No. Especially not. They need more than a quarterback. They should have traded out of that pick.
What do y'all think about the kid from Michigan who went to Minnesota? Do you think he'll be a good pro quarterback?
He might be serviceable. He's not going to be good. He might be serviceable.
Thing is, they're not asking him to come in and start. year one.
No.
So at least he can sit, and they got weapons. You know, same thing I've been saying about Caleb Williams going to Chicago. He's in a better situation than Stroud did or Bryce Young did last year.
I think Caleb Williams is a disaster.
It's going to be a disaster. You and I have agreed on that, Phil, for about 2 years now. He's not going to be good. He's going to be a disaster. All he is a person that's just so engulfed in himself, he's entitled to everything, and he's only going to blame everyone but
himself. Why do you guys not think he's going to be good?
Because look at his attitude. He's a head case. He is. He's a head case. It's all about him. Nothing's ever his fault. The reason he didn't win at USC was because everybody else.
Well, I mean,
he's went through adversity, Phil. He didn't get to start in three games when he was in Oklahoma. He's been through adversity. He went 7-5 his senior year. I don't know. Maybe you're the leader of the team. Isn't it your job to go out there and lead your team to victory?
He scored 46 points a game.
He's the nucleus of the team. He should have found a way to win. He had to go to four overtimes against Arizona of all teams.
Okay, wasn't his fault. Get a stop, defense. I can't keep putting the ball in the end zone.
In the game of regulation.
He scored 98 touchdowns in 2 years at USC. 98.
Well, good for him.
Would you take him at UT?
Absolutely not.
Oh, my.
I don't want that on my team.
God.
Anybody paints his fingernails is not going to be a great elite quarterback.
Exactly.
That's more embarrassing for the teams that couldn't stop him. You're crazy to think he's not going to be good.
You like this acapella that's coming in?
I don't hate it, but I don't love it. But it's going to be at least – he's going to be serviceable down low. I think J.P. Estrella is going to be your starter. He's definitely going to be the starter, and J.P. is going to have a good year. And he might have a breakout year, who knows, you know, with the strides that he made at the end of last year. Now, Akpala, the thing he's going to do, he's going to be able to go out there, and he's going to be able to defend. You know, he's not going to be like Tobey and foul out within 5 minutes, and he's going to have more heart than what Adu had. So, I mean, all in all, I'd say it's a pretty solid pickup.
Well, really, I look at it right now, the five position is one of the strongest on that basketball team going into next year.
I'd say so. I mean, you got JP, you got him. That's all you need, really. You just need two.
Yeah, that's true. But what do y'all think about the Tennessee beating Missouri last night, 10-1?
Well, I can't say that I was surprised. I'm actually going to be over there tonight. And, yeah, I mean, they just keep on rolling, Phil. They're going to keep doing their thing. I expect them to sweep this weekend. It was good to see Cannon Peebles get his first home run as a Tennessee Vol last night. Absolutely love that. And, yeah, I expect to win probably in similar fashion today.
So if they sweep Missouri, what's the record going to be? What's it, 15-6? Is that their SEC record?
Yes.
If they sweep.
Yeah.
And then you got who they got left, Florida and Vanderbilt?
And South Carolina, I think. I think you have three. I think those are your three series left, yeah. I think South Carolina's
so
end of the season.
If you can just win one out of each of those series, you got 18 wins, which automatically guarantees you to host a regional, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah, you're in good shape even now, yeah.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if I can get that home court advantage. I mean, you know, that's the big thing in that baseball.
That's a big thing, and I mean, you got two more series on the road, one at home, and Florida will have to play our best ball. Vanderbilt will have to play our best ball, and South Carolina, we're gonna have to play our best ball. It'd be nice if those last nine games in that series. Now, granted, you got your midweek games, which should win, but over those last three series, I expect us to go probably 7-2 across
really?
All three. Yeah,
that good.
Yeah,
the way our pitching is,
I think we're gonna be just fine.
Hmm. At best, we're going to go 9-0. Pitch is a weakness on the team, don't you?
I think we'll get it figured out, Phil. I mean, we're hitting the ball at an alarming rate right now. So
I know, but I've yet to see a team do too good in the World Series just hitting the ball all the time. They got to have some pitching.
That's true. I mean, that's how LSU got there. That's how they won it. That's how, you know, Mississippi State.
My thing is, coming from last night's game, is why are you throwing Causey last night? Like, you're up four. You're up for nothing, right? Yeah. Let Stumo stay out there or bring in, like, one of the young guys.
He did throw 20 pitches in the first inning.
Save Stumo for another night or don't even throw him. Like, I don't understand why you're just throwing him out there for 80 pitches. And it's a 10-1 ball game. You didn't even take him out after he threw 50.
Because we're winners, Brett.
Like, take the guy out. Save his arm. Like, we need him down the stretch. We don't need him in a 8-0 ball game against Missouri on Thursday night.
Tony was trying to
– He's your best pitcher. He's your best pitcher.
He is, but, I mean, the thing is, like, we're trying to prove a point right now. Tony Vitello is going to prove a point to Missouri.
He needs to prove a point in getting his – he leaves guys out there too long, though.
Who cares, dude? We're winning ball games.
You've told me numerous times. That's the only thing anybody calls in about is like, Tony's leaving him in too long. Tony's doing this. Tony's doing that. And the only thing they argue about is what he does with the pitching staff, and he leaves them in too long. And then we're out there. It's 8-1, and Causey's still throwing. Why? Unnecessary. Unnecessary. And I know he doesn't throw hard, so that may make a difference. Like, he's an off-speed guy, but he's your best pitcher, and nobody can argue with that. Nobody.
How'd y'all like Saban last night on there?
Sucked.
He actually acted like he had a half personality, didn't he?
I'm just ready for him to just go.
Yeah, get. Why is Belichick in Saban everywhere? Get him out of here.
He's the Nancy Pelosi of college and pro football. He just will not go away no matter what you do. You could rig an election, and he's still going to be there.
He's a gnat at a family barbecue. Like, he just will not get out of there. You smack him, and he comes back. You think you hit him, and he comes back.
Chuck Schumer.
Yes.
How'd y'all like that 49er fan run that he picked up Pearsall in the draft?
I missed this.
One of the worst.
That was funny as hell.
Yeah, that was.
Well, that guy's good, but he's not no first-round draft choice.
Well.
No, he's – I mean, that was a
– You never know.
Yeah, I mean, that was there were a few shocking picks, and that was definitely – that one almost tops the list.
All right, see you.
Appreciate the phone call, Philly. Stay with us. Hour number one in the books, hour number two of the G.I. Jake Show, coming up right here on Fan Run Radio.